June 1, a new song in our hearts. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Psalm 40, verse 3. He who believes in Christ becomes one with Christ to show forth the glory of God. For God hath put a new song into his mouth, even praise unto the Lord. He daily desires to know more of Christ, that he may become more like him. He discerns spiritual things and enjoys contemplation of Christ. And by beholding him, he is changed imperceptibly to himself into the image of Christ. He does not place his dependence for acceptance with God upon what he can do, but relies wholly upon the merits of Christ's righteousness. Yet he knows that he cannot be slothful and be a child of God. He searches the scriptures that testify to him of Christ, that present before him the perfect pattern. Precious truth is unfolded to his mind, and he receives it into the inner sanctuary of the soul. The attractions of the world become tame to him, for the glory and value of eternity are open before him. He can say with the apostle, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God." 1 Corinthians 2:12. He who has a genuine experience in the things of God will not be indifferent to those who are in darkness, but will inquire, "What would Jesus say to these poor, needy souls?" He will seek to let his light shine forth. He will pray for wisdom, grace, and tact, that he may know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. In place of engaging in trifling conversation, in jesting and joking, he will, as a faithful steward of the grace of God, make the most of his opportunity, and the seed sown will spring up and bear fruit unto eternal life. The treasure of truth is in his heart, and he brings forth good things. The wellspring of life is in his soul, and the living waters flow forth. Is this your experience? Are you growing up into Christ, your living head? Oh, that the youth may consider the life of Christ and copy the pattern.